Gentlemen's Guide. What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, B. Barnes. This is the Gentleman's Guide podcast. We decided to do the video. I feel like it could reach a lot more people. We just wanted to give our thoughts on the Jada and Will situation, if you will. I was going to say...
the entanglement.
The entanglement, right? But we want to dive into and just really unpack what we... our thoughts of just the situation overall. It's a lot of things going on here. Where do we start? You just want to give the summary of the situation or...
Yeah, so to summarize, August Alsina recently did an interview where he talked about a relationship that he had with Jada and how Will gave his blessing. And then it went viral. Everyone was talking about it. And then recently, I think it might have been today, it was released, the Red Table Talk where Jada and Will came together to talk about the situation. So y'all will have to watch it to catch up. But we're just going to go ahead and jump into these questions.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, pause right now. Pause it. Go out of your way. It's like literally less than 15 minutes and watch it so you can gain a full context as to what we're talking about, right? But first question, no particular order. I jotted down a few notes. Prior to this situation, what did you think of their relationship in general? Because how I always thought of Will and Jada is before Barack and Michelle, the Black community held them to the highest of the highest as far as Black couples goals go. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that as far as their relationship goes?
I mean, before all of this, I love Will and Jada, and I love their love and how they stick together. And after this, really, nothing has really changed. So I still am a fan of Will and Jada.
Yeah, I think, like I said before, I think Barack and Michelle have like kind of eclipsed them. Not like it's a competition, but as far as like,
I mean,
who we hold
Barack and Michelle as far as the president,
right,
and the first lady.
Yeah, but I always felt like Will and Jada were hashtag goals before hashtags were a thing, or you know, to the Black community.
They were hashtag relationship goals.
They were always that one black couple in Hollywood that we always like.
We
put on a pedestal, like, and so when everything starts to happen or we start to hear rumors, everybody's so like entangled.
Everyone's paying attention.
Yeah, everybody's paying attention.
Because everyone wants to know what's happening with Will and Jada.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously they're celebrities, but at the same time, they're like the couple that everybody's holding on to, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to believe in love, whether you...
Everybody wants Will and Jada to work.
Yeah, but whether you believe in love or whether you don't, you don't, or it's really all about that little piece of hope, and that's what they symbolized, you know, to at least a lot of Black people. Next question. So the next question is, I have some thoughts about this guy now, because I mean, I wasn't like a huge fan of August Alsina as an artist. I didn't dislike him for any reason. I was never crazy about him.
I don't know this man.
Oh boy, we're gonna just going forward, how do you feel? How does he look in a situation, and then how do you feel about him?
Literally, I don't know this man, but after this, I feel like it was a spoiler alert. Go watch the video before you come here because I'm about to talk about it. I feel like they were both in a situation in which he was in a bad place because of his drug addiction, his health, and they were really trying to help him get back on his feet. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into something else when Will and Jada separated,
right,
where Jada was in a bad place. And so now you have two broken, hurting people
who are trying to seek
yeah, something in another person, and they're in close proximity.
Yeah.
So you would assume that, or there's a high chance that they're going to get together. So I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but I think that August was wrong for then exploiting that relationship later for what it seems to be attention for an album. Because
cloud chasing, man. He cloud chasing for real.
Because, and I don't know if this is coming up in another question, but I just feel like if you're going to be in a relationship, which is what they both said it was, mm-hmm. with a married person.
Entanglement.
Yes. With a married person, regardless of whether that spouse, well, not regardless, especially because the spouse knew mm-hmm. about the relationship, there's a risk that that relationship might not work. Like, you know what you're signing up for. So in the context of their relationship, Will and Jada both seemed to know what was going on in that situation. August also knew what was going on in that situation and was okay with it, apparently, until he wasn't. And yeah. So I just think,
according to Jada, I think, was it August that stopped communicating with her?
Yeah.
Right. So, at the end of the day, I feel like, and this is me, obviously, I've never been in this situation, and people always say, well, you don't know until you're actually in that situation. So I don't have experience being in that situation, fortunately, you know. So
better not have.
ain't no entanglements over here. Right. But I don't understand. How can I put this, not delicately, but like, at the end of the day, bro, like, you just can't be with a married person. I'm just like, that's just, it's plain and simple. It's, you cannot be with a married person. It doesn't matter the context of in which the how this relationship came about. It doesn't matter about the person that you're, you know, in a relationship with and their spouse and like how their relationship is and, you know, how they broke up or whatever that looks like. It doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, it's always a piece that's always going to be with that person until they fully separate and divorce.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I would say that, like, I think you, in the context of their relationship, I think, like, you could be with a married person, but you have to assume, you have to know those risks and mm-hmm. know that marriage is going to come first. So look, it's like, should they get closer, I might get dumped I'm the third wheel.
It's like going to the supermarket without a mask. You assume the risk, like, right?
Yes, thank you for making that connection. I was like,
I got it. Right, but that's another story for another day, right? But yeah, like, you just can't be with married people, man. Like, it's messy.
I think it has the potential to get messy. I think, like, my thoughts on Will and Jada, I believe they're in an open relationship, even though they've never really explicitly said that. Mm-hmm. And I think whatever the two people agree to in the relationship and are on the same page,
you define the rules for your relationship.
Yes. Right. So in theory, mm-hmm. like, you can be with a married person, but I think there needs to be an understanding of what is that relationship right. looking like.
Yeah.
And then because your feelings got hurt, which, I mean, they probably did. You're in a relationship, you probably caught feelings and things like that. But to then, because your feelings are hurt, kind of throw them under the bus and try to, like, use their personal situation and y'all's personal relationship for mm-hmm. your own gain.
Yeah.
I think that was lame.
And don't be surprised. I mean, I don't follow August Alsina closely at all, but I would not be surprised if he's about to release some music real soon. Like,
no, he is.
He is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. He's got an album coming out.
Makes a lot of sense, as he's trying to, you know, get some notoriety. He's been out of the game for a few years now, from what I understand. He really ain't released music lately. Not as often as artists do it these days. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I can easily see how this is a, you know, a publicity play where, you know, he's, like, trying to get his
album. He's coming out 4.5 years later.
Yeah.
Like, you could have been spilled the beans.
And what's funny to me is, when watching the Real Table Talk again, pause it. And, you know, another spoiler alert, but Will and Jada being in a situation where they've talked through this, they've been through the fire, they've moved past all of this hurt, this anger, all these emotions. Will and Jada have acknowledged their downfalls, especially Jada talking about how hurt she was, how she had this codependency complex, so to speak.
Like, always feeling the need to fix somebody.
Yeah, she felt the need to fix somebody because, in essence, she needed to fix herself, but she was kind of suppressing all those emotions, and it manifested in helping all these people that were broken. So, mm-hmm. you know, in a way. So again, they move past this point in time in their life, 2, 3, 4 years later, and all of a sudden they have to address these wounds. mm-hmm. or reopen slightly, reopen some wounds that they thought were, you know, signed, sealed, delivered onto the next chapter in your life. You know what I mean? Like, that's a weird position to be in. So like, when people, you know, I don't think people out in the world, they understand like these people are
like people. Regular people,
they're regular people, you know,
in
what
a
mean?
Real relationship yeah. where things happen in yep. relationships.
Yeah. Being with a married person is, to me, my personal opinion, is just too messy. And I understand when you're in a situation and your emotions are involved, logic sometimes, most of the time, goes out the door. It's tough, man. But it's crazy because all this speculation led up to this point. And what I do commend Will and Jada for is they mentioned that, you know, we didn't say anything because you can't screw up what we don't say. So they took it upon themselves to move past it and then revisit it again and do it on their platform, you know, take their reputation into their
like,
own hands.
Yeah. Like take control of yeah. the narrative.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty dope. Mad props to them. So, I mean, overall, what are your final thoughts on Will and Jada? Or just the situation, not specifically them, but just the whole deal.
I mean, it's messy. I am still team Will and Jada.
Oh, for sure.
And this is just, I feel like this is probably something that's happened more than once in their relationship. Like, I don't feel like August Alsina is the only person who's been brought into their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I have no evidence to back that up. It's just based on what I've heard them say. It mm-hmm. kind of seems like the concept of having another person involved in their relationship is not a foreign concept.
Yeah.
I think just this is the first time where the person that they brought in.
It's the first time they had to address it publicly.
Yeah, the first time yeah. that they've had to address it and the yeah. first time someone's coming out and putting them on blast, which that's the part that I think is wrong, is like, if you come into an agreement with someone about whatever your relationship's yeah. going to look like, to then weaponize that later for publicity, I feel like is messed up.
Yeah, that's pretty lame, to be honest with you. And August, I know you probably won't hear this, but bruh, you look bad, bro.
Let that hurt go.
Let it go. Let it go, because...
I will say that I love that Will and Jada have a relationship where they found unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think regardless of, I don't think the way their relationship is set up would work for me,
mm-hmm.
but I really love that they've found the person that's like, no matter what BS we go through,
mm-hmm.
as long as there's a respect between you and me and we're respecting yep. each other, no matter what challenges come, is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what the details of that looks like, because that's mm-hmm. different between couples,
right.
I think everyone hopes to find that person.
That is the end goal, right? I mean,
yeah.
that should be the end goal. If you have a goal of spending the rest of your life with somebody, the end goal should always be having a ride or die. Now, we all know, like, there's different connotations that come with ride or die.
Yeah. Like, but, excluding abuse right. and complete neglect of the other person's
yeah.
feelings.
Yeah.
So,
ride or die means, like, y'all riding for each other. And we ain't talking about problematic stuff, right? We're talking about trying to be better, trying to be the yeah. best versions of oneself, and then coming together and putting, you know, the other person's feelings at the forefront of your mind. And trying just to move forward and have a better life together. I mean, that's
yeah.
that should be the end goal.
Yeah. So I love them. And regardless of whatever their relationship dynamics are, I love that they have a commitment to each other that, like, we're going to see this thing through because mm-hmm. I ride for you.
Yeah.
And so
that's the moral of the story.
Yeah. I mean, and so, like, people can say what they want about, yeah. like, their example of marriage mm-hmm. and...
Marriage should be what you and your partner make it to be. Like, make it.
Exactly. So, mind your business. Yeah. At the end of this, they're not hurting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They're in love. They're yep. working out their own marriage and it works for them. Mind your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the, that's it. That's it. So, thank you guys for tuning in to the Gentleman's Guide podcast featuring my wife, my beautiful wife, Gab. I'm your boy, I'm your host, B Barnes, and I'll see and talk to you guys next time.